I'm running for office for the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time.
Because I believe that judges should be fair, impartial.
Personal experience, educational expertise, and the heart.
We need a fresh new voice in local government.
Crime and criminal justice reform.
We can debate, disagree, listen, learn, and compromise.
Those challenges also bring opportunity and risk.
We really need that diversity of thought.
Every single American deserves a shot at chasing their dreams.
The rough and tumble world of city politics is where a lot of the history-making politicians get their start. You begin by wanting to fight City Hall and then realize it may be better to join it. Today's rookie politician was outraged that women under 40 and mothers were not voices she was hearing in her town politics. Letty Hardy decided to take the plunge and run for office. She's running in the nonpartisan race for Falls Church City Council in Falls Church, Virginia, an idea that took her friends and family by surprise.
I am so far from the typical politician. I've always preferred playing behind the scenes and really didn't have any aspirations to be in political office. So this is definitely quite a leap for myself.
So what pushed you to make the leap?
I got involved for a number of different reasons. I am a stay-at-home mom currently in Falls Church, and I first got involved in some local city politics because I heard about teacher pay gaps in the recent budget cycle, and that was leading to attrition of some really great teachers. So that really just opened my eyes up to the world of local politics and the numbers and types of impactful conversations that happen. And as it went to more and more meetings, I realized that I really frankly just saw the same 20, 30 people showing up to these meetings, and I didn't think those voices necessarily represented and reflected the changing demographics of the city. And I realized why citizens like me don't get involved. You know, city council meetings are 7:30 on Monday nights, and people are either working or, you know, having dinner with their kids or putting the young ones to bed. And so I get that, you know, not many of us can really jump in, but I realized how critical it was, especially I think for being a woman. I think women under 40 are really absent in public office. We have the perspectives of being working professionals, stay-at-home moms, civic activists, and I really think our perspectives are critical to shape policy and really add to the political conversation, and I just didn't see that representation. So that was kind of the main reason. And my family actually has been in Falls Church City for a long time. My husband actually grew up in the city, so this really is home for us, and I really feel like we're invested here, and I wanted to see things go in the right direction.
Well, that's a lot of main reasons there. And I'm particularly intrigued by the idea that not only do you have a specific vision for Falls Church and the community you live in, but you really believe that, your peer group, women under 40, are underrepresented in political office and political life, and that, you know, you're running not just for Falls Church, but for them on some level.
Absolutely. I think one of my taglines, if you call it, has been, you know, running for my family, but also running for yours. Because I feel like, you know, often the people who come out to these meetings are the ones who have time and are retired, and rightfully so. You know, it's a big commitment. But I feel like in order to be truly democratic and representative, you need everyone out there being represented.
What you think the next step might be if you win and do make a difference and have an opportunity to move on?
If voters are willing to vote for me, I absolutely hope they do. You know, I would love to stay on if I see that, you know, the 4 years we are able to make a big difference in town. I'd love to continue playing a role. One thing that I think I've been thinking about through the campaign is, regardless of whether, you know, the outcome of my own election is, I hope that me jumping in will spur and motivate others to do so, whether it's elected office or whether it's volunteering for various boards and commissions, because all those things actually have a really impact in a small city like ours too. So I hope that other candidates out there, you know, who are on the edge of considering a run will jump in, and I'd love to mentor them or, you know, help them kind of get more involved.
Well, the best of luck to you.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Letty Hardy is a first-time candidate running her first lap in politics for Falls Church City Council.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.